Tim, Winston McPherson here. Tim, do you happen to have any like a Grand Cherokee, an old Grand Cherokee, which is still together? I wonder a 4.7 V8. A whole car. You don't sell anything like that? Tim, you weren't there before, have you? Have you been a Poly 4x4 for a while or not? All right. There used to be a Tim there many years ago. Different Tim, different Tim. No, look, I've got a 2000 model V8. Got a lot of miles on the clock, but still runs well. But it's got 600,000. So it runs well, but one I'm after is another one. Okay, look. Okay, now the other thing I'll ask you, a KK Cherokee, are they all right? A 2011 model with 104,000 k's on the clock, which is not a lot of miles. Do they have an issue with that? Are they a thirsty sort of thing or what? Yeah. But are they a thirsty motor though? Right. Well, that 3.7 liter V6. Yeah, I mean for reliability though, are they a reliable motor or not? Are they a good motor or not? Right. Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. So, hard to get bits for them, is it? Yeah, so. Right, okay. All right. Yeah, it's just there's one advertising in Mornington was only 104,000 k's on the bloody clock, and it's in spotless condition. And I'm just wondering whether it's a risk of purchasing something like that, you know? Yeah. All right then. Okay. Well. No, it's just I thought because you're working on those sort of cars all the time. I was just wondering whether there's major issues with them with that model. I think the KK was one we recalled. There's something to do with the windscreen used to slip down on them or something like that. I think that was the one which was given problems at one stage. You know, so but this one's quite clean. It's extremely clean. So, but I thought. They may be more thirstier, might be thirstier than the V8, I don't know. Well, that's right, exactly. Yeah, so anyway, so. All righty, okay. Okay, thanks, mate. Okay, cheers, bye. Yeah, bye.